This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two rallies in Haryana today in favour of BJP candidates. He will address a rally at Ambala around 2:45 p.m. and at Gohana in Sonpat around 4:45 p.m. Mrs. Bantu Kataria, wife of former Union Minister Ratan Lal Kataria, is BJP's candidate from Ambala, while Mohanlal Badoli is contesting from Sonipat. Polling in Haryana will be held on the 25th of May. The Prime Minister will address an election rally at Gonda in the national capital at 6:30 p.m. today, while Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will kickstart the election campaign in Delhi from today. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will come to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties will hold roadshows and public meetings today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will address public meetings in Basti and Lucknow today. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in favour of party candidate Smriti Irani in Amethi. Mr. Shah will also address a political rally in Banda and Jhansi. While Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political gathering in Shravasti, Faizabad, Sultanpur and Ambedkar Nagar, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Barabanki Lok Sabha seat. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati is scheduled to address a public gathering in Basti. India Today advised students in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek to stay indoors following reports of mob violence targeting international students. Assuring the welfare of Indian students in Bishkek, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, "The situation is being monitored and it is reportedly calm now." He advised the students to stay in regular touch with the embassy. The Embassy of India in Kyrgyzstan released 24/7 emergency contact number 055-571-0041 for students. Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra met with UK's Permanent Under-Secretary at the Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office, Sir Philip Barton, for the 16th round of Foreign Office consultations. The meeting took place during Mr. Quatra's two-day visit to United Kingdom on Thursday and Friday. Both sides discussed the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global issues of mutual interest. They also undertook a detailed review of the Roadmap 2030. Welcoming good progress across all pillars, they underscored their interest to raise the level of ambition and agreed to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. The areas of bilateral cooperation include trade and economic, defence and security, science and technology, and climate change, among others. During the visit, Mr. Quatra also held meetings with various officers, including MOS Foreign Office, Lord Tariq Ahmed, MOS Defence Procurement, James Cartledge, and NSA Sir Tim Barrow. Next round of Foreign Office consultations will be held in New Delhi next year. In Kerala, Med Department says heavy rain will continue in the coming days. Orange alert has been issued today in Palakkad and Malappuram districts and yellow alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Pathanamthitta, Alappuzha, Idukki, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fisher folks have been warned from venturing into the sea in the Kerala coast. Alert is issued in the hilly regions of the state. India's men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will take on Korea's Ming Chae Liu and Tang Kei Wei in semi-finals of Thailand Open Badminton Tournament in Bangkok today. Shetty and Ranki Reddy advanced to semi-finals, defeating Malaysia's Junaidi Arif and Roy King Yap in the quarter-finals. Women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto will play against Thailand's Jongkhol Phan Kitharakul and Ravindra Prajongjai in the semi-finals today. Ashwini and Tanisha made it through to the women's doubles semi-final after a tense match against South Korea's Lee Hyo Lim and Shin Song Chan. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, chasing 215 for victory. Mumbai Indians scored 196 runs for 6 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.